A survey out not too long ago from the Pew Research Center found most young adults, 25 and older, living with their parents were satisfied with that arrangement. That may or may not be great for families, but for commentator Todd Buchholz, it is definitely not great for the economy.
Years ago on TV stations across the country, the late evening news began with a question. It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are? I'm happy to say these days, most of the little kids are home tucked into their beds. Unfortunately, a lot of the older kids, the 20-somethings, are asleep on the sofa in the basement. Call them boomerang kids or Generation Y bother, but young people today are 40% less likely to leave their home state than prior generations. In the most startling behavioral change among young people since Marlon Brando started mumbling, an increasing number don't even bother to get driver's licenses. Sure, there are great things about families sticking together. The children can set the DVR. Mom and Dad can foot the cable bill. But geographic mobility creates economic mobility. Last month, I was addressing a conference in San Antonio. A Florida engineer asked me what her stay-at-home unemployed college grad should do. I asked, does he have a mortgage? No. Spouse? No. Kids? No. Josh, he'd graduated just a few years ago. Then tell Joshy to grab a cheap flight to Fargo, North Dakota. The unemployment rate is 3.9%. Joshy will nab a job as soon as the captain turns off the fastened seatbelt sign. I'm not saying that our miserable job market will be cured by doling out driver's licenses, but I am worried that an aversion to risk has crept into the psyches of our young people. Perhaps it's from overprotective parents who drive their little leaguers to first base in the minivan. Or maybe it's a lingering cloud of hopelessness despite the hope and change bumper stickers. But it's not healthy. And governments make matters worse by setting up roadblocks. Almost one in four jobs requires a permit from a state agency. And most are not brain surgery. Heck, they're not even tree surgery. Say you want to move to Alabama to become a manicurist. You'll first need 750 hours of training. We need to encourage mobility among our young people, not stagnation. Sometimes the first rung of an economic ladder is hanging just above your parents' sofa bed.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.